A federal judge just blocked Arizona from prosecuting. Calshi U.S. District Judge Michael Liberti issued a temporary restraining order on April 10th, blocking Arizona from enforcing its gambling laws against prediction market operator Calshi and halting a criminal case that was days from arraignment. The ruling came at the request of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which argued that event contracts are swaps under the Commodity Exchange Act and that its regulatory authority preempts state law. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays had charged Calshi with 20 misdemeanor counts of wagering on March 17, alleging the platform was operating an illegal gambling business by accepting bets on political outcomes, college sports, and individual player performance. Arizona law prohibits operating unlicensed wagering businesses and betting on elections. Calshi's arraignment, scheduled for Monday, is now canceled. The CFTC steps between a state and a company. The unusual part of this case is not the ruling itself. It is that a federal regulator intervened to stop a state criminal prosecution against a company the regulator oversees. CFTC Chairman Michael S. Selig framed the issue in direct terms. Arizona's decision to weaponize state criminal law against companies that comply with federal law sets a dangerous precedent. The agency filed suit after Arizona's gambling regulators sent cease and desist letters and pressed criminal charges, arguing the state was intruding on its exclusive federal power to regulate national swaps markets. Judge Liberti agreed, at least provisionally. His order found that the CFTC sufficiently showed that event contracts fall within the Commodity Exchange Act's definition of swaps and demonstrated a reasonable chance of success that federal law preempts Arizona's gambling statutes. The order emphasized that the CFTC holds exclusive jurisdiction over regulation of swaps. Arizona's Attorney General's office said it disagrees with the court's ruling and will evaluate next steps. A three-state federal lawsuit. Calshi's Arizona case is part of a broader conflict. On April 2, the Trump administration sued Arizona, Connecticut, and Illinois simultaneously, challenging all three states' attempts to regulate prediction markets under state gambling law. The federal government's position. These are CFTC-regulated swap contracts, and states cannot criminalize what a federal agency has approved. The three-state suit came after months of escalating action. Nine states total, including Utah, Iowa, Nevada, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Tennessee, have taken various legal positions for or against Calshi and competitor Polymarket. Some have sent cease and desist letters. Others have filed their own lawsuits. The political backdrop is notable. President Trump's son advises both Calshi and Polymarket and has invested in the latter. Truth Social is building Truth Predict, its own prediction market. The administration's aggressive defense of the industry is consistent with this alignment, though the legal argument, federal preemption of swaps regulation, stands independently of the political context. What this means beyond prediction markets. The federal preemption argument matters well beyond Calshi's business. If the CFTC can block state criminal prosecution of a prediction market operator by asserting exclusive jurisdiction over swaps, the same logic applies to any financial product that falls under federal regulatory authority. This is the argument the crypto industry has been making for years. State-by-state enforcement of securities and gambling laws against crypto platforms has created a patchwork that companies describe as unworkable. Polymarket, which runs on Polygon, has faced similar state-level pressure. DeFi protocols that offer derivatives or structured products face the same jurisdictional ambiguity. The Clarity Act, which Treasury Secretary Bessent recently advocated for, would establish clearer federal jurisdiction over digital assets. Judge Liberti's ruling does not address crypto directly, but it strengthens the broader principle that federal financial regulators can shield companies from state criminal prosecution when federal law governs the product. For prediction markets specifically, this is now the second major federal court victory in recent months. The Third Circuit rejected New Jersey's challenge earlier this year. Combined with the CFTC's willingness to sue states directly, the trajectory is clear. The federal government is consolidating jurisdiction over event contracts. The temporary restraining order is not permanent. Judge Liberti's order is a TRO, not a permanent injunction. It prevents Arizona from proceeding with the criminal case while the underlying federal lawsuit plays out. Arizona could win on the merits later, though the judge's finding that the CFTC showed a reasonable chance of success suggests the state faces an uphill battle. The order also bars Arizona from enforcing its gambling laws against prediction market operators more broadly, not just against Kalshi. That is a wider scope than Kalshi's own earlier motion, which Liberty had denied 2 days prior. The CFTC's intervention as a party, rather than Kalshi arguing on its own behalf, appears to have been the deciding factor. Connecticut and Illinois remain active fronts. Neither state has obtained a ruling yet, but both face the same federal preemption argument backed by the same CFTC lawsuit.